Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 1st. You'll be interested to know, 135 years ago, today in 1890, Yosemite National Park was established in Yosemite Valley, California, marking a landmark in conservation and human stewardship of natural beauty. This event celebrates the visionary effort to preserve majestic wilderness, inspiring generations to cherish and protect our planet, and it stands as a testament to human achievement in environmental guardianship. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet from the southwest ground swell. Conditions stay clean at 2 feet through the morning, but shift to fair by early afternoon. Winds are onshore at 2 miles per hour now, increasing to onshore at 7 miles per hour later. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 4 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at noon. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves at 2 feet on Thursday, ideal for beginners. Friday sees a slight increase to 2 to 3 feet, but choppy conditions develop in the afternoon. Saturday drops back to 1 to 2 feet and remains choppy throughout, making Sunday the best day with cleaner conditions returning. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 68 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:49. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 70 and a south wind up to 15 miles per hour, becoming mostly cloudy with a low around 64 Thursday night. Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 69 to 70 and patchy fog overnight into the mornings, with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the LA County Sheriff's Department over concealed carry permit wait times, accusing it of infringing on applicants' Second Amendment rights through delay tactics. The lawsuit claims only 2 out of nearly 8,000 applications have been approved, with applicants waiting an average of 281 days and some waiting as long as 1,030 days. The Department of Justice demands the court declare these delays excessive and issue a permanent injunction against the Sheriff's Department's current practices. U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi emphasized that the Second Amendment protects law-abiding citizens' right to bear arms. Now on to sports. In Miami Gardens, Florida, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill will not need another surgery after undergoing a major procedure to repair his dislocated left knee and multiple torn ligaments, including his anterior cruciate ligament. His agent said, Hill's surgery went very well according to his doctors. He added, it's about rehabilitation, and he will play next season, with a realistic goal set for the start of the season. Hill suffered the injury during the team's 27-21 victory over the New York Jets and was taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. Coach Mike McDaniel stated he has heard good things about any potential nerve damage to Hill's knee. The Dolphins will need to replicate Hill's production as they look to rebound from a 1-3 start to the season. In local sports, last night, Los Angeles, the Dodgers beat the Reds 10-5 in wild card game one. Blake Snell earned the win with 7 strong innings, allowing 2 runs and striking out 8. Shohei Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez both hit 2 home runs apiece to power the offense. The boys in blue finished with 15 hits and no errors, leaving 9 runners on base. The Dodgers' record is now 1-0. Tonight, for Game 2. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who is 12-8 with a 2.49 earned run average, faces Zach Liddell, who is 10-8 with a 3.81. First pitch is at 6:08 with clear skies and a temperature of 72 degrees. In top news, doctors recommend adjusting your thermostat for better sleep quality, with the optimal temperature being between 65 and 67 degrees. Many adults find it challenging to sleep comfortably, with 57% reporting being too hot and 37% being too cold. Experts emphasize that a cooler room aids the body's natural cooling process, promoting deeper sleep cycles. To enhance sleep, consider closing curtains during the day, turning down the thermostat, and choosing breathable bedding. Additionally, engaging in regular exercise and maintaining a consistent sleep schedule can contribute to improved sleep quality. In business news, billionaire investors are making headlines as Saudi Arabia and President Donald Trump's son-in-law are purchasing a Bay Area video game giant for $55 billion. The acquisition of Redwood City-based Electronic Arts would mark the largest leverage buyout by a private equity group in history. Electronic Arts is known for popular franchises like Madden NFL, The Sims, and Battlefield. Despite facing layoffs and canceled games, analysts see potential in the company as Saudi Arabia diversifies its investments. Jared Kushner expressed excitement about the deal, citing his admiration for Electronic Arts and its legacy. The agreement awaits shareholder and regulatory approval, expected to finalize in the second quarter of 2026. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $114,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $4,200. And XRP is down 1% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Are mosquitoes attracted to beer drinkers? Scientists conducted research at a music festival to find out. Their study examined how beer, sunscreen, diet, and other factors correlate with mosquito attraction. Findings suggest that certain behaviors, such as drinking beer and avoiding sunscreen, may increase susceptibility to bites. While not yet peer-reviewed, this is the largest study to investigate the impact of hygiene and intoxication on mosquito preferences. Understanding mosquito attraction is crucial, as they spread deadly diseases like malaria and dengue. Researchers found that participants who drank alcohol or did not use sunscreen were more likely to attract mosquitoes. Avoiding beer or certain social habits may not reliably prevent bites, so protective measures remain essential. And to the new crime comedy, Bad Man, John William Scott takes center stage as Special Agent Bobby Gaines, who arrives in the tiny town of Colt Lake, Tennessee, to handle a murder case. The film, which surprisingly blends humor with crime, features a local cop, Sam Evans, and his deputy, who struggle to keep up with Gaines' unorthodox methods. The screenplay, while predictable toward the end, showcases quirky characters and sharp dialogue that add flavor. Directed by Michael Diliberti, Bad Man will be available on digital platforms starting September 22nd. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American conservationist and author, John Muir. And he said, "In every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.